Main Street that's just steps away from the Statehouse Convention Center.
Phil is back with Rocktown Distillery. How many establishments are you in locally?
4,000.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Man, that must be exhausting. How do you keep up with all that?
Well, it's just one at a time, you know.
You give them each one bottle and say, make it last?
Right, right. Now, you know, we're in all the major liquor stores and probably, you know, 20, 25, 30, maybe 50 bars, you know, something like that around the state. But then we're in other states too. But
next Friday, we're taking the show off. We're going to go around and count.
Let's do that.
We'll make sure how many you're in.
Right. I think you better because, you know, and then have a drink at each one and
we'll
then see how far we get.
We'll do it on bicycles.
Yeah, on bicycles.
Maybe unicycles.
That'd
be really
foot,
fun.
Maybe, yeah.
Probably better.
Segways, no.
No. You have to have some level of balance with those.
Exactly.
You have tasting room.
Yeah, so we've expanded our hours on our tasting room, and we're now open Wednesday through Sunday, 1 to 5, and we do tours Wednesday through Friday at 4 o'clock, so you can come take a tour of the distillery and check it out, learn how whiskey's made, learn how vodka's made, and all that good stuff. And then we're also open Saturday and Sunday with tour times at 1:30 and 3 o'clock, so you can come by. Learn about vodka, taste a little bit, check it all out and see the mash and the barrels and learn about whiskey and all that good stuff. So you can always check our website, rocktowndistillery.com, for more info on tour times.
Great date idea.
All that good stuff.
I mean, think about it.
If you actually had one.
Well, yeah, but maybe I can now if I put that out on air that it's going to be at Rocktown.
Yeah.
You get something feeding them drinks.
Right, right.
Cheap
date, huh?
Time.
Yeah. Cheap date.
I mean, come on. $14, he's all in.
It all adds up. Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah.
I'm in.
So,
what is your most popular item? You have how many, six different?
We've got seven now, but the hot one for the fall right now is the apple pie flavored Arkansas Lightning. It is on fire right now. So
not literally.
Well, not literally, but it is delicious and available at your local liquor store and doing great.
What's your favorite cocktail with the apple pie flavored Arkansas Lightning, just like Granddaddy used to make, except better?
Well, I like it with ginger ale. Ginger ale is pretty much the best, but if I'm drinking martinis with a vodka martini, makes a nice fall-tasting apple pie martini.
An apple-tini.
It's not the sour apple-tini, but it's the, apple pie-tini, you know.
That would go well with the cinnamon sugar donut.
Those chicks in New York would love it on Sex and the City.
Yeah. Donuts and
there
whiskey.
You go.
They would drink the heck out of those, and it's perfect in the fall, and if you have too many of them, you actually do fall. So
it smells like apple pie baking.
It does.
That's what it smells like.
No, it smells great in here.
It's really crazy.
We've got Smell-O-Vision, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Smells way better than it did downstairs earlier today. It smelled like somebody had opened up a can of 6-month-old vegetable soup. It was not good. This is awesome.
So, and we're also going to be at Colonial Wine and Spirits this afternoon from 3 to 6.
That's 400,000 square feet of goodness in there.
That's right.
Those of you who are into that kind
of thing. And we're going to be at the tasting bar making some cocktails.
Isn't that on Cantrell?
Markham.
No, Markham.
Markham.
That's it.
Pigskin, I don't want you to know where the liquor stores are. You stay out of it.
Oh, it's right over by Tokyo House at the base of the hill.
That helps you. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Whatever you say. But yeah, it's right there.
He speaks in restaurants. We speak in liquor stores. It is what it is.
I was eating sushi yesterday, so I was, I was over by there.
Oh, high class guy.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, you know.
Looks good on you, though.
That's how I roll.
I ate something that washed up on shore one day. That's as close as I've gotten to it. But that's a good place, you said, huh?
Oh, it's great.
Free plug. Okay, so yeah, go see him today, 3 to 6 at Colonial Wine, and I guess you can buy a bottle to take home too.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna say, you know, I need appreciate to do is send my dad some. I need to buy two bottles, pay up to you, and send my dad some for Christmas.
Sounds good.
Christmas, pops. Quit
makes
bugging
a great
me.
Christmas gift. For yeah, it sure. Does.
Wouldn't your dad know it's not scotch though?
I know.
I got one for RJ for his birthday, actually.
Did you?
Yeah.
I didn't get him anything. Same didn't thing I got him last year.
Well, that's because I
think
went to
I think he and Matt were out drinking it when I came in outside. And paper
were they
cups.
Really?
They were. Heathens.
Jeez.
God bless them.
Oh, it's a heck of an operation we're running here.
You need a nice glass, not a paper cup.
Come on, boys.
Class it up.
We are number one in spite of ourselves. Couple of calls here. Ryan is in North Little Rock. Hey, Ryan.
Hey, guys. I just want to tell you guys I love your show. Listen to you every chance I get.
Thank you.
My question was, you know, they want to put all the blame on Mike Brown. Is there any chance that maybe Kobe, you know, I know Kobe that, you know, he's control of the Lakers and everything, but I think maybe Steve Nash, if he had a little bit more, you know, more into the game.
Yeah, I thought that was a terrible trade for Steve Nash.
Well, he's not being utilized in Steve Nash way, and if you didn't want to use him the way that Steve Nash plays the game, then you shouldn't have traded for him, and Pat's probably right. You needed a guy who's more of a facilitator and less of a guy that has to have the ball in his hands all the time.
Exactly. And, you know, I feel for Mike Brown because, you know, it reminds me of when, you know, when LeBron and them got together, you know, they started out, they stuck, you know, they stunk it up when they first started playing together. And I think you need to look at the players a little bit more because they have to learn how to play together. You know, I know it's the coach, but, you know, it's a lot of pressure on him. And if you're not going to use, like you said, if you're not going to utilize Steve Nash the way he needs to be, then you're not going to be able to win.
You know who I blame for this, Ryan?
Who do you blame?
Jerry Jones.
Hey, you know what? Here in Arkansas, that's the best option.
Let's go with it. Appreciate the call, man. Have a good weekend. Danny's in Malvern. Hi, Danny.
Hey, guys. I got a football question. It's about a high school football. I was thinking maybe the PA coach would be a good Razorback coach, and I was just wondering how you got to get qualified to be a NCAA coach and everything, and I'll hang up and listen.
Appreciate that. I know there's a test you have to pass, and I mean that literally. There's like a – you have to understand the –
the recruiting, all the kind of qualifications
and all
stuff
that
like
stuff,
that,
yeah. Kevin Kelly, I think, actually would be a better option for offensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys, the aforementioned, because Big Red's about out over there.
Can you imagine the first time they're at Tuscaloosa playing Alabama? It's 4th-and-17 from the 3-yard line, and he goes for it and doesn't make it. It would not end well for him.
Yeah, but when he does get it, Nick Saban's head might explode, which would be cool.
Saban could not handle that.
No, he would be freaked out by that.
He couldn't.
He doesn't like up-tempo offense either. That would really upset him that one more coach came in like that.
He might stare at him.
Honestly, the most shocking thing that's happened to me in the last 6 months is seeing Mike Brown be fired before Jason Garrett. I never thought that would happen.
Really?
No.
Well, stick around. Garrett's time's coming.
I think that's probably true as well. Jason Garrett might get fired before John L. Smith does. Well, and he's not really fired. He's just not being retained, and they're not renewing his contract. We're going to do some entertainment. Entertainment today brought to you by Crazy Mike Shrimp and Wings, who I would like to thank for catering my party last night. And by party, I mean RJ and his girlfriend came over last night. We watched the game, and I went by Crazy Mike's and bought a bunch of gumbo, crawfish bisque, and wings.
I bet nobody complained.
Not one person. Well, no, of course they didn't, because I bought. So, of course, RJ wasn't going to complain. Something else I realized in the middle of eating my delicious Thai chili, garlic parmesan, and traditional hot wings from Crazy Mike's, as well as my crawfish bisque, was A, I love that stuff, and B, I'm literally old enough to be RJ's girlfriend's father. So it really put it in perspective for me last night. I'm like, what are you, like 25? She's like, no, I'm 22. I'm like, I literally could be your dad.
I'm you like, would RJ- have to get started pretty early,
well,
the big
16.
Guy.
Yeah, hey, this just in, another 16-year-old got pregnant today.
What?
So, who? Nobody I know. I'm just
Somewhere.
Saying. It happens. So, I mean,
let
literally
you know
it's possible. I didn't say it was likely.
Oh.
Anyway. Eating Crazy Mike's food will not get you pregnant, but it will make you happy, and you'll have a full belly, but not because of that. You know what I'm saying? Is this awkward?
Yeah! Is this What's going on, big guy?
Then, where are you going?
And also, a snake will not come in and cut off your windpipe. If you eat at Crazy Mike's today, 200 North Bowman Road, 907-6453.
It's in that food.
Call ahead. Or I haven't had any cocktails. Call ahead, or maybe I'm getting liquored up by osmosis. Call ahead, or you can sit there and have a cold beverage while you're waiting for your food to be prepared. Didn't take long at all last night. I sat there and watched the pregame stuff before the ASU game last night as I waited on my delicious food. Thank you, Crazy Mike, for having awesome food. Thank you for being you. And by the way, Mike, I want you to come in. I was going to mention it to him yesterday, but he wasn't there. Luckily, he's got a spectacular staff, and he can occasionally get a day off. But Crazy Mike will also cater for you if you don't want to cook for Thanksgiving. So go by and see him. Tell you what, bottle your good stuff over there.
Oh, yeah.
And Crazy Mike's food.
Mm-hmm.
You know what it is?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving, my friend. Thanksgiving.
Mm. That would go with the coconut cake at Crazy Mike's.
He does have great homemade desserts.
They have really good desserts.
Are you guys familiar with Don Lemon, CNN anchor?
Yeah.
You know Don Lemon.
Don Lemon, yes. Not to be confused with Don.
T.J. Holmes.
No. He's not there anymore.
Yeah, he recently came out of the closet. He's like one
Don
of the, yeah, he's one of the only openly gay anchors on television.
Yeah.
Well, Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper and Cooper. The other guy.
Yeah, finally.
Rachel Maddow.
The other chick.
Oh,
the
I
other
said
guy.
One of the few. There's not like 100. There's like six.
In all of them? No. Yeah. Okay, well, tell me how petty this is from Don Lemon, okay?
Don?
How petty this is. He sent out a tweet. Now, him and Jonah Hill have a little slappy Twitter fight going on, right?
Jonah Hill's not gay, is he?
I don't think so.
No wonder Don Lemon's upset.
Those
two would be so cute together.
Don Lemon tweeted out, said hi to Jonah Hill in hotel. Think he thought I was a bellman. Didn't know his name till bellman told me. A lesson to always be learned. Okay. Oh, excuse me. To always be kind. Apparently, Jonah Hill walks out of the bathroom, and this is what he said. Jonah Hill. I said, And what do you want me to do? Move in with you? I was in a hurry. Didn't realize you were a 12-year-old girl. Peace.
That's good.
Then Jonah Hill added, I walked out of the restroom and found you waiting for me. Shook hands, said hi, was on my way. Sorry if you found that rude.
Sounds like a Jeff Long tweet to Chris Bond.
And so Don Lemon said, Jonah Hill doesn't owe me anything. He may have been having a bad day, but Jonah Hill treated me like the help.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, God.
If when I come out of the bathroom, when I come out of the bathroom, I'm uncomfortable anyway.
Yeah, it's not a good time for shake hands.
And I just wash my hands, and they're still wet. And
maybe
he
thought he had to give him a dollar.
I'm self-conscious. People are like, I'm thinking, okay, did I?
Yeah.
Yes, I washed them, but I mean, I just, you might think that I went to the...
Exactly.
And I always have to go, hey, I just washed my hands, and so now I'm going to shake your disgusting hand that you didn't just wash, so you just ruined the whole deal. I just wasted all my time.
Not only that, Don Lemon went on a nightly CNN show to complain and continue to hammer Jonah Hill until one of the CNN panel members suggested, quote, your love of marijuana can bring you two guys together.
Hmm.
Can you imagine Walter Cronkite behaving like this?
Is that
or
petty?
Edward
is that
R. Murrow?
Petty?
It's a little petty.
Petty,
yeah.
Rather.
Come on, man.
Rise above it, Don.
I do want to mention real quick here, my buddy asked about the website. He asked if you had one and were there recipes on there, and it's rocktowndistillery.com.
Exactly.
And I'm assuming there are website. There are recipes on the website, yes.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, go check it out, rocktowndistillery.com. You've got tour times and all that good stuff right there. So check it out.
Great news.
What's that, pal?
Mark Wahlberg is stepping in to a key role in lieu of another guy who was a terrible, horrific actor. Transformers 4 is happening. That's the bad news. The good news is, later, Shia LaBeouf, Mark Wahlberg's in for you.
I haven't seen Transformers 1.
Mark Wahlberg said to Shia LaBeouf, how's your mother?
You're not the target market.
That's true. It is very entertaining. And, he's been also in a very public slap fight with Michael Bay, so he's out. Mark Wahlberg's in, so I'm excited about that.
Who's going to play Optimus Klein in the movie?
Colin's wife? I don't know.
There you go.
Yeah, just continue with your business. Don't worry about anything else in the world. You focus. Okay.
Business or entertainment?
If you have entertainment, feel free.
Yeah, sure. We got Brad Pitt. Did you hear about this new movie, World War Z?
Yes, Brad Pitt will still be an attractive middle-aged man in this film.
He's going to be...
He's getting good at that.
Fighting zombies.
And he's going to smell great, too.
He is. Speaking of smell-o-vision. Fighting zombies?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't understand why. He keeps his daughter, his wife, all his kids safe as zombies descend upon the city, fleeing civilization into catastrophe.
Hmm.
Highly anticipated horror film.
Can't
World
wait.
War Z.
I have to be honest. If I was going to pick somebody to protect me, I'd pick Mrs. Smith ahead of Mr. Smith.
If you want to know what a place populated by zombies is like, go to Columbus, Ohio. They walk among us.
They are. Actually, you're right about that. They're disgusting out there.
Will you quit?
What a bunch of savages.
You focus on beating Northwestern this weekend and leave them alone. You're being ugly.
Let's get ready for a couple of weeks.
All right. Yeah, let the trash talk begin.
Don't forget, we got our college basketball guy coming on, too, after the break.
Yes, 12:30. We got to hustle here. Jake's in a truck. I just love the fact
that... Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, bud.
Hey, man. Hey, Justin, I'm the guy that called in last week that you just gave the Tulsa tickets to.
Sorry.
And, I wanted to thank you, man. I was able to take my 6-year-old daughter up there, and I had a fantastic time.
I'm glad that she could be there to witness Arkansas football being set back 50 years.
I agree on that, man, but I wouldn't have had a chance to go otherwise, so I do appreciate it, man.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Hey, got a question about the distillery thing. You guys always talk about that apple pie stuff, and you kind of got me intrigued, but you don't really say much about it. Is this like a whiskey-based product, or what is it? What's the proof on it? What kind of price range is it? I'm thinking that stuff would make a fantastic gift for a couple people for Christmas.
No doubt about it.
All right, so it's distilled from Arkansas corn. So basically it's corn whiskey that we've flavored with all-natural apple juice, cinnamon, and other spices. By adding the apple juice, it kind of dilutes it down a little bit, so it's not too strong. It's just a nice 40 proof, so you can use it as a mixer or you can drink it over ice. It's available in all the major liquor stores, and the suggested retail price is $19.99.
That's a steal.
Wow.
I could make a mean flambé with that stuff, dude.
Bananas Sounds Foster.
Awesome. That's
good stuff.
Thanks,
guys.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate it.
Jake, in a truck.